Max News.
Hey, it's 2 degrees and cloudy right now. I'm Matthew Blair with 91X News. 1 month ago, one of the biggest tragedies of the year and one of the worst grade school shootings in the U.S. took place in Newtown, Connecticut. ABC's Aaron Kartuski tells us the still heartbroken town is currently debating on what to do with the scene of the crime that left 20 first graders and 6 other teachers dead in a horrific shooting.
As Newtown recovers from tragedy, it debates the future of the building where it occurred.
Knock that school down and make it sacred ground, a memorial to all the people that were destroyed that day.
At the first town conversation about Sandy Hook Elementary, this man said the school should be preserved.
Knocking down the school would be knocking down the memories of all of the children that went there.
20 first graders and 6 educators were killed. Tomorrow, Vice President Biden will present the president with new proposals for gun control. Aaron Kartuski, ABC News, New York.
After being stripped of his 7 Tour de France titles, Lance Armstrong is expected to apologize for doping in an interview today with Oprah Winfrey. This would end more than a decade of denying that he doped to win all of his titles. The 90-minute interview will air this Thursday and is being hyped up as a no-holds-barred session. John Klobuchar has the story.
There's been a ton of questions and a ton of scrutiny and a lot of controls and a lot of investigations, and I'm still here.
Lance Armstrong in July of 2010 striking a much more defiant tone than the one we're expecting in the interview he's taping today with Oprah Winfrey. The 7-time Tour de France winner is expected to reverse course on years of denials and apologize for doping. It's being billed as a no-holds-barred interview in which Armstrong will offer a limited confession about his role at the head of a long-running scheme to dominate the Tour de France with the aid of performance-enhancing drugs. The interview will air Thursday. I'm John Klobuchar.
With the flu at a very high widespread level in Ontario, the effectiveness of this year's flu shot is raising some questions. Public health officials have been telling people that the vaccine is a good match for the viruses currently out there making people sick. A study done for the U.S. Centers of Disease Control shows this year's shot reduces the risk of catching the flu by 62%. Flu experts admit better vaccines are needed, but they say the available shot should offer decent protection. Halifax is expected to have a homecoming this week. A damaged Navy warship is expected to make its way back to port. The Royal Canadian Navy says a ship left North Sydney yesterday morning, 2 weeks after its hull was damaged while under tow from a pricey delivery in St. Catharines, Ontario. The 40-year-old ship drifted for several hours off Cape Breton in rough seas after its tow line broke. The Navy says temporary repairs have been made to ensure the ship's hull is watertight. At your news, here's your sports update. On January 18th, a new chapter will be written in the storied rivalry between the Toronto Maple Leafs and the Montreal Canadiens. The Scotiabank Legends of Hockey Charity Classic will be held in Belleville at the Yardman Arena. It will mark only the third time in history that Leaf and Canadian alumni teams have faced off. This game would cause a stir any time, but in a year when there was no NHL Winter Classic, and until last week, we didn't know if there would be any NHL hockey at all, it's bound to create excitement throughout Eastern Ontario. In Junior A hockey, the Wellington Dukes and the Colborne Cougars both look to take a 3-2 lead in their season series tonight. Both teams have won 2 games apiece in their 4 meetings this season. The Dukes remain 4th place in the East Division. Puck drop is 7:30. In Junior B, Napanee Raiders have the night off, but will be back on the ice tomorrow when they compete in Saturday's rematch, which resulted in an overtime loss to Camelford. The Picton Pirates finish off their week-long break on Thursday when they play the Raiders at home. The Pirates' last game was last week, in which they rolled over Port Hope 9-1. The Pirates currently sit in first place and hold on to a commanding 12-point lead over second place. The Bulls have the week off, but they'll be back when they meet the Ice Dogs in Niagara Friday night. At sports, here's your weather update. It's currently 2 degrees and cloudy. 30% chance of flurries overnight. Temperature will fall down to 0 when the evening hours roll in. Tomorrow will be mainly sunny with a high of 0. Wednesday we'll see flurries with a low of minus 5 and a high of plus 2. That's news, sports, and weather. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 4.